One, two, three, four.
Those are the only numbers.
Portland, what is happening?
How many of you were born in Astoria? Or maybe somewhere else like California? Shut up.
Wow.
Holy shit, dude.
Shut up! Shut up! Shia!
Time out. We're doing the podcast.
No, excuse me, there's a bit of prop comedy happening here. Do you want to get up and show everybody? Show the class what you brought today.
It's a whistle, and my name is John Kindergarten.
John Kindergarten?
I'm undercover.
Oh, I see. Fair enough.
We did also bring a ferret, but it didn't make it.
Yeah, it turns out when you pack an animal that small under the plane, it just freezes.
You're supposed to feed them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it was feed, not freeze.
No.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
I am Eric Siska.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. How y'all doing this night?
Hi, everybody.
How many of y'all saw us the last time we were here a couple years back?
Oh,
right on, right on.
Like those people.
Well, there's much more of you this time, so thanks for coming to hang out with us this fine evening. Let me ask you this. Also, how many of you here
born
are familiar? What? No, we already did the Born in the Story a bit. I know. You did it. It slayed.
I think it broke.
Oh, really? The $4 whistle you bought on Amazon broke? That's fucking shocking.
Did you take the ball out of it?
I'll take a ball out of you.
Okay.
Are familiar with the show we run on the internet. Cool. If you're not, if you're here on a first date, which bad choice to the asker.
Sorry, we apologize, first off.
We are a comedy show normally found on the internet where we take a movie like the one you just saw the preview for and just kind of make fun of it, like sort of poke at it a little bit. For the rest of the evening here, is the gist. Did I get that right? That's the rundown of the show? We've been doing this for almost 10 years.
Yeah. How many of you are kindergarten graduates?
Okay, all right.
Hey, look at that.
A couple.
Yeah,
a couple
so you
here.
All know how to paint, draw a little bit, share. Sharing's important.
You've all been to police school, I assume.
Fucking police school, dude? That is weird. If I'm like Linda Hunt, who plays the principal, and I just like peer in and I just see police school written on there, I'm like, this is not going the way I wanted it to.
If you walked in a few minutes late, this is Kindergarten Cop from 1990, directed by Father's Day's Ivan Reitman.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what you normally do when you want to highlight a director. You pick one of the best movies he ever did.
Yes. One of the best movies
say it.
Of all time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the best movie to feature a Mark McGrath and Sugar Ray cameo in it.
Is he like of Sugar Ray or is he playing like a construction worker in that
No,
movie?
I believe it's Billy Crystal and Robin Williams go to a Sugar Ray concert because that's where they think the daughter is.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I also don't care. But they're in it, and they're just like, you know, every morning there's a hand. And, you know, Robin Williams was hooting and hollering, and, you know. That's exactly right. But this is not that. This is Kindergarten Cop.
Yes.
How many of you saw this movie before we announced the tour?
Of course you have.
And how many of you watched it for the first time in advance of tonight's program? Wow, that's pretty surprising.
Late to the party.
You know me, a party pooper. It's me, the party pooper.
I think, like, in 2019, you could rename this movie The Source of That Fucking Soundboard.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Because if you go back to it, it's like 99% just this movie and then one I'll Be Back thrown in. For good measure.
I do think, I mean, you all saw the trailer. This was one of those trailers I swore it was like, first, he took on the Predator. Then, he hunted down Dan Hedaya. And then, he went up against Linda Hamilton. But now, he's really up Schitt's Creek.
Well, if you look at that trailer close enough, it looks like he's going to use that shotgun on the kids.
That's how you get people to the theater, dude.
It's the most dangerous game of all. You try, you're going to hunt a kid is hard enough. Hunting 30 of them?
Yeah, that's true.
A lot. You need a shotgun.
Definitely, scattershot, definitely.
Ooh, this has a remake of The Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
The widowest, most dangerous game.
By the way, skating on thin ice.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, Steve, if you had to boil down this movie really quickly to its, like, cinematic essence, like the juice, what's this movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was tired of playing a robot, so he decided to be a lovable question mark.
A teaching robot.
Yeah.
I am a teaching robot. Now you are the learning computer.
Oh no, the T-1000 is taking the form of the safety scissors.
Why are you screaming? I'm just taking out its microchip. Oh, that's a heart.
Yeah, he's a cop that has to go undercover as a kindergarten cop. Not policing the children, but sussing out who the one kid is that's like the son of the criminal he's obsessed with, who he will end up winding up raising, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, he really fucks this dude over. Not only does he murder him by the end of this movie, he fucks his ex-wife and raises his son. Fuck you, Crisp.
This is multi-tier cucking.
That's right.
Oh, I'm not going to just send you to jail. You'll wish I sent you to jail. Your son is going to call me daddy. I'm going to give this speech at your son's wedding. It's going to get real weird. Yeah, I know he's six. Wait a while.
And I remember the first day I killed his father. Shot him through so many bullets. And you look so beautiful now with your bride.
This reminds me of the time I went undercover when I met Dominic to kill his father.
He became father by force. It's amazing.
Yeah.
This movie, I have to say, one of the things it gets rid of, and I don't recall seeing it again until that movie, End of Days. Was that also, that was the Arnold Devil movie?
Yeah.
He has the most sextacular 5 o'clock shadow at the start of this movie. Holy shit.
The beard's working. The beard's working real well.
Yeah. And then he's also got this trench coat that goes all the way to the floor. It's fucking cleaning up the town.
But between the beard, the trench coat, and the fucking, like, electrician goggles he's wearing, his sunglasses, he looks like a fucking assassin from the moon.
I think this is a Total Recall sequel. We're done with Mars. After Mars, the most dangerous surface on Earth is kindergarten.
He looks like he's auditioning to play John Constantine. And I mean, not for nothing, he's running around L.A. at the beginning of this movie, shotgun tucked in that duster. The Gary Oldman in Dracula sunglasses? It's John Constantine, and not for nothing, I love Keanu. Love Keanu. Keanu back tattoo.
Show the people.
Better John Constantine. Arnold would have been a better John Constantine. Also, I made up that thing about the back tattoo. I have one tattoo, and it's right here.
Can I test the audience's memory? Mail this back to 5 minutes ago. Cohagen, those children need milk. Right?
Nice, dude. Nice boomeranging of the joke.
I like it.
I wasn't going to let it go. Like, hey, I was like, no, it's too good.
Hey,
it's
man, good. I've got 5 kindergartens to feed.
Start the lesson plan.
This movie starts out as a different movie, and it's kind of like, if you're watching this and you're in your mid-30s, you're like, I just want that movie to stay. Because it's Arnold in the aforementioned John Constantine outfit hunting this scumbag, be-ponytailed drug dealer at a mall. And I think it's the same mall from Commando and Chopping Mall and Fast Times. So instantly, you're just thinking about like 3 better movies right there.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, it has to be the same mall because that the bad guy is smoking in the middle of it, which is really something.
It was a sight to behold, and no one seems to mind. I mean, you're shooting this movie in '89, no one cared. It was great. What a time to be alive.
So the setup is Crisp, who's our ponytailed bad guy.
What
is,
a stupid, I'm sorry, Steve, well, but what a stupid name.
Not only that, it's
one of the fucking little Snap, Crackle, and Pop guys. Crisp.
It's Colin Crisp. His full name is Colin Crisp.
Colin Crisp. That's like temp shit that you never changed.
Which, by the way, the actor was just arrested in Alabama for being drunk and disorderly.
Them Duke boys get up to all sorts of trouble. Yeah, also, classic mugshot. I think he totally still has that ponytail. Yeah.
It does put Busey to shame a little bit. He's had a wild night.
He looks like Abomination from The Incredible Hulk.
I had to think about what that was for a second. Tim Roth?
No, it's... Tim Roth.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I knew I was right.
Yes.
All right.
So Colin Crisp is looking for his wife and child who ran away from him, been there. And
on which end?
You know what? I love you guys if you're listening. I really do. Uh-huh. No, his wife and kid are hiding, and this one like drug addict dude knows where they are, and he sets up this meeting in a fucking mortuary. Like, this guy is clearly gonna kill you, man. Like,
it's like, I have to give you this very important information, and it's at a mall. We're gonna go to the mall. And all of the public spaces that you have in a mall, the food court,
yes,
pretty crowded there. Lobby of the movie theater, also lots of people.
I'll meet you by the ladies' shoes in Foot Locker, man. Like, we'll talk there.
No. The rare morgue in the mall. Let's go there and meet.
Well, if this is the mall from Commando and Chopping Mall, they need
they
the
morgue. Probably do
need
it.
They did install one of those after those two movies, man.
But this guy's going to give him information. He's like digging his own grave while he does it.
True.
So wait, Mr. Crisp, why do I have to be down in this hole when I tell you the source of your family? Why are you throwing dirt on me?
Why do you have gloves on? Can you get those off? Could you take those off?
So if I tell you the information, I keep digging, and the treasure will be down here?
Yeah.
This is a neat sleeping bag, Mr. Crisp. It's got my name and date of birth on it.
And this guy's got like some lady friend that's hiding behind some boxes.
Stacy.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like this is, you're about to go on a date. And it's like, I got to meet this guy real quick. And now all of a sudden you're in the back alley of a mall and this, you know, it's a real bad scene is what it is.
She does claim like, I don't even know this guy.
Yeah.
I think that's just your standard lying to police.
No.
But it sounds like it could be a first date. This is all plausible, Steve.
Because she's like, you have to ask this guy for $1,000 to give the information, and Crisp isn't going to. And also, like, why murder this guy when you could just give him $1,000? Like, I don't know, you're a drug dealer.
You're a successful drug dealer, Crisp.
Or give him, like, $50, you know what I mean?
Well, this guy's also a really bad negotiator, though, because he's like, all right, Crisp, I have your information for $1,000. You know what, I can back off of that, $750 is totally fine. Like, he instantly starts pulling back. And it's all for, like, skag money, too.
You could seriously just
give him, like, $200 and it's fine.
And you already know that Detective John Kimball, who's Arnold, is on your trail all the time. Why give him a reason to come after you again?
Also, Arnold is doing an incredibly bad job of following this guy. He's, like, shoving people down the escalator, including, did you catch the one lady he gives, like, a hard shove to? Looks exactly like Louis Anderson in Baskets. like down to the dress she's wearing. It's awesome.
Ah! Oh no, I fell at the mall. Again.
No, yeah, it was great working with Arnold. He shoves with the best of them.
Arnold's a real professional shover.
I think we're all being a little hard on Crisp, though. I mean, his partner, Snap, just died the other day.
So he murders this guy pretty quickly. He's like, hey, the guy's like, yeah, your wife is in Astoria, Oregon, right, guys?
Huh?
Oregon, that's...
That's where you're born!
Anybody from Astoria, out of curiosity? Not so much. Oh, there you go. You got
one person, nice.
Dominic, you're here!
Oh, hi, guys. Hi.
This kid is a three-pack-a-day smoker.
This kid sounds like Louis Anderson.
My lasers.
This kid starred in movies with James Woods in the 70s.
Yum in kindergarten, but I love the smoke. Smoking's great. You can do it in the mall. You do it during nap time.
So he shoots this dude in the heart. The lady freaks out.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Of course.
And right in the heart, huh? Uh-huh.
Right there. And that's the only way to kill a junkie is to shoot him right in the heart. And like, she's freaking out, so Kimball is like, oh, no, there's been a murder. I have an idea. I'm going to handcuff you to a corpse. I'm a lovable guy.
Steve was looking up all the, like, police inconsistencies in this movie. Apparently, it's illegal to handcuff someone to a corpse. That was news to me.
Steve, you know what? You could drive a truck through that.
It's a pretty big plot hole.
You could drive a truck through that
vroom,
plot hole.
Vroom.
You better fucking double shift. Here comes a plot hole.
Well, you want to talk about police plot holes in this. Like, you got this missing kid, like this attempting kid. Chris wants to kidnap this kid. There's money going across state lines.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be FBI? What the fuck is an LAPD detective doing?
That's a really good point. The FBI would definitely be involved.
Also, isn't this, unless there's some like detail that I'm not remembering as to how they justify this, isn't this one of those like just level head your thinking for a second and the movie doesn't exist? Like, let's just calmly question some kids.
Yeah.
Why do you need to be a fake teacher?
It just seems like, take a few days.
Yeah.
Bring a child psychologist into the mix. Definitely missing one of those for this movie.
I don't know. Do they exist yet? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, child psychologists weren't invented yet. You're right.
I think the theory is that you would scare them off, but then just wait for the one that runs away.
Yeah, that's true.
What the hell?
Oh, you have one ask the question and then one waiting back for them to run away. Like, that's the one.
I have a few questions for you. Run!
So he also gets a new partner right around the same time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a thing. So this woman was supposed to be the fake teacher because she used to be a teacher.
She was going to be the kindergarten cop.
She was going to be the titular kindergarten cop. Mm-hmm. And then she got like Deus Ex fucking diarrhea.
Yep.
Or it's like food poisoning or something.
Been there. She thinks it was the crab salad.
Well, there's some weird bit where she's like, oh, I'm hypoglycemic, so that means I'm just, like, eating everything, like Cookie Monster. And then, yeah, she's reeling off all this stuff that she ate, and she just starts... There's a montage of this woman vomiting in this movie.
Yeah, all set to this, like, plinky, Randy Newman-esque piano.
Dude, not for this movie.
Ba-da-dun, dun-dun, da-da-dun, da-brock!
And Arnold has to keep, like, hauling her over his shoulder, like, yeah, you fucking threw up again. Here we go.
You owe me a new duster. This is really expensive. Apparently, you don't know how much dusters can run you.
This is an Armani duster.
Dude, does Armani make dusters, man?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
In the 90s, they should have.
Yeah.
They find this woman and they're questioning her. She does not want to be a witness, which is her right, by the way. Am I being detained? Can I please leave? Always what you gotta say.
I don't give a fuck if you are the kindergarten cops.
But that is not gonna stop John Kindergarten, dude. He fucking tracks her down to this like flop house she's staying in. He shoots a couch with a shotgun.
And this is where I'm like, now we're talking. Look at this movie. It's Arnold. He's in Los Angeles with a shotgun. I'm getting like Terminator vibes over again. Fuck yeah.
Stacy, I love you. I'm good to be around you all the time. Weekends, holidays.
Birthday parties.
Rosh Hashanah.
There's good cop, bad cop, and sexually intimidating cop. I'm the third one.
By the way, I should point out, it's not just a shotgun. It's a shotgun with a laser sight. Does not exist.
You gotta be really fucking bad, dude, if you need a laser on a shotgun. That's the whole point of the shotgun is you can be shitty. That's why drunk farmers have them all the time.
Yeah, it's a shit gun.
That's why Dick Cheney had it.
Yep.
Oh.
What if we came to a different understanding and I shot you in the face?
What if we came to a different understanding and I became a kindergarten cop?
Yeah, who's your daddy, you know? What? Oh, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, jeez, I'm having a heart attack.
So we received some classified intel that this kindergarten would be struck by two airplanes, and well, frankly, we let it happen because we wanted to frame the third graders on that.
We're fairly confident that this grade school in Astoria, Oregon, has weapons of mass destruction. A heart attack.
It's a ferret. Oh nope, it's a heart attack.
So in this scenario where everything is switched, would George W. Bush read a story in the Twin Towers then?
You connected the dots over there, dude?
Yeah, going
that's
back.
Actually great.
Yeah, so he like intimidates this woman where she does identify Crisp. Crisp gets arrested, and they're like, okay, yeah, but we're never going to trust a junkie, so you need to find his wife who's in Astoria, Oregon. And that's what sort of sets the movie going a little bit, right?
That's what does it. Then all the diarrhea happens.
Yeah.
On the road.
Oh, and Angela Bassett shows up for like 13 seconds.
The only movie ever that doesn't stop dead because Angela Bassett's on screen.
Ivan Reitman didn't know what he had in his hands, dude. He was in the presence of greatness, and he whiffed.
Terrible.
You know who almost... IMDb, as we know, it's spotty information at best. But do you know who almost was the kindergarten cop or was thought to be the kindergarten cop?
Angela Bassett?
No. I wish.
Ralphie May?
No.
What the fuck?
He was like 9 years old.
What the
swinging for the fences.
Billy Joel Osment, says Chris Cabin.
No, Jack Nicholson or Danny DeVito.
I mean, Nicholson, I think, could have worked because that would have given us the line like, it's just like when Dominic's like telling Arnold about like, what, you know, the bad people, whatever.
Yeah.
You could have Jack Nicholson being like, something about the bad people coming. He had to take his toys in the middle of the night.
Yeah, he would have to be like just as easily aggravated as he is in The Shining for that to work.
I'm outlining a new kindergarten project.
When who's I'm in your here, daddy I'm... and what does he do?
When I'm in here, I'm teaching.
When I'm in the kindergarten, you don't fucking come in here.
I think we got ourselves a better movie.
Hold this chicken drawing between your knees.
Chicken drawing.
Take your toy back to the fucking carpet.
And so, like, yeah, she's too sick to be the teacher for the first day. So it's like, I will be the teacher. It'll be the same thing, basically. No big difference.
And then it's awesome because he gets to the school and Linda Hunt, who's like the principal, is like, I don't think you were supposed to be the teacher. And he's just like, yeah, change of plans. And I'm like, no. You're a school administrator. That's an unacceptable answer as to why you thought some like 30-year-old lady was walking in here and then this fucking towering Austrian came in.
Couldn't she call someone about this?
Yeah, the agency.
But I think she's running Arkham Elementary here. Because do you hear the conversation that's happening when he comes in there? And she, the love interest?
Angela Bassett?
Penelope Ann Miller.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Penelope Ann Miller is talking to his kids like, look, I know you wanted to punch him, but you shouldn't have poisoned his hamsters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's some horrifying shit.
Well, then you can see that kid was being loaded into the paddy wagon in a minute.
He takes out his umbrella and makes him fly.
I actually, as a kid, because I saw this movie a bunch for some reason, I always thought Arnold was like 6'9", because in this movie, he's next to kindergartners and Linda Hunt. And it was like fucking Shaquille O'Neal the entire time.
Linda Hunt, you will be the T-1000.
It'd be great.
I imagined that tiny little old lady turning into liquid metal.
Yeah.
She could and it was pretty cool.
She could go through like a keyhole. She's small.
Like, she's just on one of those, like, NCIS shows, and she's like, all right, LL Cool J, see you later. Boop!
Oh, no, she turned into a pocket knife. Look out, here comes the corkscrew.
Titanium alloyed liquid hands.
But also, yeah, to your point, like, she doesn't check Arnold out. He just as easily could have killed this lady and is impersonating, oh, change of plans. He's like blood behind his ears.
Also because she is hip to the whole police thing. It's not sure. Like they're trying to dupe her. So it's like there's this whole thing, possibly, well, clearly criminality is involved in some way.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this big hulking motherfucker comes in. Call the police. Not the kindergarten police, the actual police.
Police that have jurisdiction in Oregon.
Yeah, again, this movie doesn't acknowledge, like, states existing.
Yeah, so he goes in there, and he's not a very good... he meets the class. We meet a lot of wacky kids.
Uh-huh.
Most importantly, Miko Hughes, probably.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And Beethoven Girl.
Beethoven Girl's in there as well.
Isn't there another couple of weirdos in there? What are those twins from? They're in something.
The Shining.
Oh. Oh, no, that's Camp Nowhere you're thinking of.
Yes.
Yes.
Come play with us, Arnold.
No.
Got a bunch of little kindergartners in the games room. I'm so glad so many of you remembered that throwaway line from The Shining.
I do feel like if Miko Hughes went up to Jack Nicholson and was like, boys have a penis, girls have vagina. He'd be like, yeah, I fucking know, pal. I got laid this morning, short rough.
I hung out with Warren Beatty in the 70s, man.
What do you think I do when I'm not here teaching?
Or, you know, kid, you're all right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think that might be it.
Top of the class, Andy.
Now I'm telling you, Linda Hunt, he's a special boy.
Him and Dominic are smoking cigarettes on the side of the road. Yeah, and this little girl has to go to the bathroom. She doesn't know how to get out of her outfit. So he goes, now he's like flirting with Penelope Ann Miller a little bit, right?
Yeah, which wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure. But at work?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's like fake work for him, though. So.
That's true.
This is all acting.
Yeah, none of this matters. Who cares what they fucking learn?
These kids will not be sharing. Do not share.
I'm fine with the flirt. It's doing it in front of her son. That's a little weird. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know it at the time.
I guess it's
that he's teaching the son.
Listen, you either go on a date with me or I hold your child back.
Oops, looks like someone's grades are slipping.
Wait, your kindergarten grades?
B.
Dude, they slipped C. for me, man. They fucking slipped.
Dude, were you a kindergarten repeater?
I don't know. Pre-first, dude. It makes you feel better.
Wait, what?
Pre-first.
So, wait.
So, we went over this before on the show.
But uh-huh. I smoke a ton of weed, and I don't remember.
No. Sure.
So and not in front of all these nice, fine people.
It's why I'm so much older than you guys.
Kindergarten. So it's kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And which you did great at.
Yeah.
And then your school had a pre-first grade.
Right. I think it was like a tax loophole.
Like, uh-huh. Like K.5.
Yeah. Were you the only kid in that class?
There it was like, just Eric in a broom closet?
There were like 25 okay. motherfuckers
oh,
in this
that's
thing.
A scam. Yep. That's a scam. There's yep. no way there's that many yep. dumb kids in one class.
I think I just infected them all.
Oh no, we got a stupid.
Yeah, Eric, those weren't grades. They were just trying to teach you the alphabet.
Well, I shit my pants the first day of first grade, and I feel like my teacher was like, can he go back? Because that's like the one thing you're supposed to learn in kindergarten is to not shit your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta know what the toilet is for. That's the one thing.
Maybe how they start pre-first grade. Is like, oh, that kid shit his pants. Pre-first grade.
All right, class. Unit one, the toilet.
Okay, in communication skills, he gets a star, but in not shitting his pants, a big circle.
I did shit my pants every day. That's true.
Oh, circle kid, I see.
So, like, it's not going well for Arnold because he's a big, tough guy, and that's a joke. And everyone's, like, the kids are screaming, and he does the shut up bit, which is hilarious.
Shut up!
That's the one.
And he just brings this fucking...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Those are the only numbers.
He keeps this fucking ferret in like a plastic bag the entire movie. Like,
well, this is fucking crazy because they travel from Los Angeles all the way up here,
yep,
and including airplane, driving, motel, and she doesn't even know it exists.
This is a real problem.
It's shitting in his coat. That duster is big.
Big time.
What's it eating?
Also the coat.
Arnold droppings.
It's in a coat habitat.
You can't just secretly bring a fucking marmot on a work trip, man.
A marmot? Are you 97 years old?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Okay. Maybe later.
But I guess a pre-9/11, you could just bring ferrets on planes.
Oh, yeah, this is my ferret. This is my shotgun with a laser.
Well, it was before that ferret famously tried to have that bomb in his ferret shoe.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Got it. Yeah.
Which is why now all ferrets have to take their shoes off at the airport.
It's a big day for ferret kind.
Seems like we have a marsupial jihad on our hands.
I guarantee you marsupial jihad is the name of some, like, shitty punk band somewhere.
They're playing down the street later.
He freaks out, and he's left his ferret in the car, like, with all the windows closed. And he's like, all right, I'm going to calm all the kids down. Who wants to pet this feral animal?
And this is crazy, because, like, the kids start petting it, and he's like, okay, one at a time. And they're all just fucking grabbing this animal.
They descend on this thing like and zombies.
He's like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, now we're having fun.
Also, it... yes... Yes, but this ferret also has no name.
Yes,
because it's expendable.
Going through the desert on a ferret with no name. It's good to be out of the rain.
Wow, Conan the Barbarian 3 sucks.
Actually, question, because this ferret has no name, it's possible he has like 10 ferrets in that coat.
Oh my God, you're right. I think it's like, okay, now the kids kill that one.
Wait, I have to go to my car again. Hang on. Look, he's back.
I call this one T-800.
Oh, no. I've got a magic trick. New ferret. You kids may have thought that you squashed the eyeballs out the ferret, but here he is with eyeballs intact.
Wouldn't it be a better movie if that ferret was talking to him?
Yep.
It's like giving advice. And not like that moving mouth shit, like that garbage Lion King.
It could have been a Arnold buddy, Jesse the Body Ventura, possibly doing
it. Oh,
the
yeah.
Oh, trying to get the voice of the ferret, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Arnold, I hear you've got an animal movie coming up. I could do that.
You know, I'm not above or below voicing an animal, buddy.
You know, I've eaten pellets for a long time, buddy.
I think it would be kind of ironic if this ferret that I was voicing had a rat tail. Could you imagine a ferret with a rat tail? Then it'd have two tails. And I'm like helping you solve murders and stuff. Call me back. Please.
Or other ways, I could be the first grade teacher who's like, what's that kindergarten guy's problem? I think he's wearing a wire.
Or it could be reversed and we slowly become best friends and I'm like, who's that kindergarten teacher? He's a real cool dude.
All right, Ivan, I just got one question. This ferret that I'm voicing, does he know the real deal about Iran-Contra?
Yeah, if that ferret's eyes aren't open, man, I'm not going to voice it.
Actually, question, is he wearing a wire this whole movie?
Arnold?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he can get it to work.
This is a kindergarten interview, take one. We're looking for, okay, who is your dad? Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Did you get that the girl has vagina? headquarters, come in.
Must investigate further.
Make note of kid who made penis-vagina comment on for future crimes later.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's like Mindhunter.
Well, I seem to remember the first instinct I ever had.
Yeah,
there was an Austrian man who pretended to be my kindergarten teacher.
Oh, no, it was Michael Hughes' idea to put the ferret on the cross.
Oh. Poor Tench, man. That guy's got a shitty life.
But yeah, he does start interviewing the whole class about, like, you know, let's just talk about our fathers for no reason.
This is depressing.
My father was a secret police. I'm a policeman. Just a regular, cool policeman.
But, like, we sat through that puke montage already. Uh-huh. And then the next montage is, like, the fucking, just like a who's who of dads with shitty existences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one kid after another. Like, well, my dad doesn't go to work after the car crash.
Yes.
And then one kid's like, my dad sits home and thinks about death all day.
My dad sits around watching TV all day. He's a podcaster.
It's creepy when the twins call their dad a sex machine. Get the fuck out of here, movie.
There's a great bit of editing, though, right there, Steve, because they say that, and then they cut to Arnold, who's, like, side-eyeing, and then he just quickly makes a note.
Yeah. Why? How does that help the case?
I need sex tips. I need sex tips.
Okay, I'm learning a lot. There are vaginas somewhere. I got to find out that.
And your father is a sex machine. Great.
It's liquid sex.
It's not just that they say their dad is a sex machine. They say, our mom says our dad is a sex machine. So, like, I really hope those kids just picked up the phone at the wrong time.
Got it.
And it's not just, like, an after-church brunch.
All right, girls, sit down. Your father is a sex machine.
Noted!
No, you look at this man. You look at this man!
Your dad, he fucks.
He's great at it.
Usually just me. Isn't that right, Dave?
More
movie happens.
The whole movie happens and then we leave, right? Then we're done. No. Yeah. The weird thing is, like, he fucks up the first day really badly. The ferret bails him out, and he's all like, oh, man, you have to go in tomorrow, my partner. And she's, like, feeling better. She's like, no, that would blow the case. Like, I don't know. It's a fucking substitute. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can just get another one.
It's also not that fraught of a situation. No kid's going to shoot her if they think she's an undercover cop.
Hey, are you wearing a wire? Hey, this bitch is wearing a wire! Get her!
Yup, I knew it. I knew it from the start. Yeah, I could smell rat on you. It's me, the ferret.
You all bow to me now.
What is he taking over?
The kindergarten class.
Oh, I see. Oh, the ferret's teaching the class?
Yeah, it's like Lord of the Flies.
Now he's driving the bus.
Yup, I'm a ferret, but I need to find the co-mater.
And
they get it.
A deep cut. We like it.
What?
We love deep cuts.
Oh, yeah. Deep cut.
Yeah, Linda Hunt might be Secundus.
Oh, definitely, dude. Just like an intergalactic assassin hiding in the body of an old lady.
Listen, the guardian of the universe takes many forms. Sometimes I look like Jesse Ventura. Sometimes I look like a ferret. Abraxas.
Are there times I look like Linda Hunt, which is kind of a cross between a person and a ferret?
Yeah, she's low. Great. She's great.
That's
guys.
When I get stuck during the transformation.
There's a couple of, like, red herring kids, because Arnold's trying to find out who the kid is, who is Crisp's son. There's one kid who his mom is played by Kathy Moriarty, who, like, actually, like, uses a doll to look up kids' skirts. And like,
wait, Kathy Moriarty's doing this?
No, the son does.
Yes. Oh, no, I knew that. I just thought we need to clarify.
And the kid, his mother comes in for like a weird like gay intervention. She's like, listen, I think my son's playing with dolls. And it's like this. Yeah, it's a thing.
She Arnold, actually does that.
Yeah.
Arnold's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. He uses it to do sex crimes in class. That's perfectly fine.
She is so relieved to get this news that her son... "Oh my God, isn't gay" is just a fucking mind hunter waiting to happen.
Don't worry, he's a serial killer. It's totally fine.
He's going to grow up to join a fraternity.
Oh yeah, he uses the dolls to look up girls' skirts. He uses the arm brace to make them think that he's pretty weak.
Hey, Poppy, we got a new recruit for Skull and Bones.
The kid's got a play school fucking couch he's trying to pull into.
Hey, can you help me move this couch? Heard you listening to Tom Petty back there.
He's putting it on the back of his tricycle.
Yep.
The cops are knocking on the clubhouse door. He's like,
Oh, yeah, I think I remember her. Was she a great big fat person?
Goodbye, horses!
I do love that he fat shames that little kid. He, like, shoves this. Like, he almost gets fucking rough with this kid.
This kid's going to be choking on those Cheetos in a second. And here's the thing. There's a way to deal with this. You have a kid in this classroom who, like, the shot is, it's like a tracking shot of all these open lunchboxes, like a bear broke into a fucking campground. And then it's the end of it, it's like him, he's like Pooh Bear sitting up against the cubbies just eating shit. And you can be like, hey man, stick to one lunch, preferably yours. Don't eat the other kids' lunches, though. That's a bad thing to do.
Yes.
He's like, oh, what are you doing, Fatty? Are these all your lunches?
This kid spits out what looks like 3 bags worth of Cheetos into one big hunk. It's disgusting.
You know what he's doing there, dude? He's chewing them and sucking all the cheese powder down first.
Oh!
That's exactly what he's doing.
Guys. That's how he gets his strength.
Yep. That's what happens to him, so I heard.
Stop making me hungry, man.
We'll get you plenty of cheese saliva later.
He's like, okay, the only way I'm going to gain power in this school if I make it a police school. A school for the police.
Yes, it's...
I'm going to look toward my favorite movie, Police Academy.
This is a police state. I mean school. School!
I mean, if all of a sudden this, like, substitute teacher's marching kids through the hallway... counting off as they take steps.
Try, try, fear!
Just like that. Somebody say something.
Linda Hunt is like, weren't there 24 students last week? Why are there only
19?
Yeah,
19? But who's counting?
My fat was hungry.
Those children have been relocated.
So he's kind of getting better at it, right? Being a kindergarten cop a little bit?
He is, and Linda Hunt is falling for his method of teaching here.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, this. Again, it's another montage. This movie's like 60% montages. And it's her like looking through windows, watching him like berate these children, like, yeah. You know, this towering motherfucker's got some good ideas.
And while all this is happening, you heard it in the trailer as well. It's the end of a Randy Newman song that he demanded be burnt. And it's just like all throughout this movie, this like, da 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 da. And he's marching kids.
It's kind of weird.
It's also really unsettling.
He's also like, he's like becoming friends with Dominic, who's like, my other teacher is better than you.
My fucking baseball coach is better than you.
The guy who sells me cigarettes is better than you. My bookie is better than you.
My bartender's better than you. My coke guy, yeah, he's better.
Well, the weird thing is, this is twins. Do both of them sound like that?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those, like, Mary-Kate, Ashley Olsen situations.
Yeah, they split every cigarette.
Oh, I see.
They can't handle one of them by themselves.
Yeah, but no, so they don't want to get them mixed up, though. One of them's a menthol kid.
Okay.
Smart.
Smoke up, boys.
This is when he kind of accidentally goes on a date with Penelope Ann Miller. Like, the partner gets better, and she wants to go to a nice big fancy dinner.
Yeah, and this is my, like, social anxiety skyrocketed watching this scene. Because they bump into the teacher, Penelope Ann Miller, and the son at this restaurant. And Penelope Ann Miller's like, oh, would you like to join us? And I was like, ha, 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 ha.
You know what?
No way, an unplanned dinner date? No fucking thank you.
Yes, not only will he join you, I'm going to do a fake accent out of nowhere and try to maintain it the entire time.
Because initially they're supposed to be a married couple is the whole thing. Right. And then she just decides to go off on this whole tangent and she's like,
yeah, I am his sister from Austria. Sure, this works.
Excuse me, is that a joke? This is a joke, right? You're not really a, no.
That's clearly a fake accent, right?
What's that?
They're like getting to talk and they're hanging out. This kid falls asleep at the dinner table, not okay.
Well, because he was on his fourth Manhattan.
Oh my God, the bourbon here is shit. I told you we shouldn't come here anymore.
This isn't Maker's Mark.
Wait a minute. Fuck Danny DeVito playing the Arnold character. Danny DeVito playing this kid,
yes,
Dominic.
Absolutely. Because
yeah, I'm hanging out with Arnold.
Like when you guys saw Junior, you wanted Danny DeVito to come out of Arnold. Right?
Oh yes.
That's how it should have worked.
I'm giving birth to a Danny DeVito.
I just, for whatever reason, pictured that scene in Ace Ventura 2 where he comes
out of the
rhinoceros' ass. I think about that at least, like, twice a month.
So someone just yelled out, M-Preg, were you at the show last night? Oh, we talked about M-Preg at the show last night
in San
Francisco.
And I still don't really understand what
it is. I have no idea what you're talking
about. These are cartoons of men with babies in their bellies.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
It's a fetish, dude.
This has turned into the M-Preg tour. It is his final and M-Preg tour.
It's this guy's fault.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it's always the audience's fault. Yes,
but he's stoked because as a noted M-Preg artist, he's excited for all the exposure he's getting.
Fair.
Shout out your Tumblr for it.
It's a DeviantArt page.
So, like, whatever, they're going along. By the way, this poor woman that did not want to fucking testify, did testify, got zero police protection, and gets a hot shot and gets murdered, pretty much.
Oh, right, because what we haven't mentioned yet is Crisp, while in the clink, has this, like, evil mom, who I guess is the actual crime boss.
Because I think there's this thing, right, in movies, it's like, oh, if a son loves his mother, that's fucked up. What the fuck is wrong with that guy? Which no, I agree, it
well,
is fucked up.
Well, no, hang on, though. There's a difference between loving your mother and then, like, when your mother is at the hair salon and you come and meet her and it's like,
oh, mother. It's done. The deed is done.
He is kissing this woman on the face.
Sounds like the deed's about to be done.
That's right. But that's the relationship here. Crisp, it's like some Norman Bates shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of dating your mom a little
Crisp,
bit.
Crisp, you motherfucker.
Quite literally.
Can we get them for that or what? That has to be illegal somewhere.
This woman just gets fucking murdered. And there's never this scene where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I caused that woman to die. Now I'm going to get you, Crisp. It's like, he never even learns that information.
He does. It's way later in the movie. It's after that weird Abraham Lincoln festival.
Yeah, sure.
And the partner's just like, oh yeah, that lady that we made point him out in a lineup. Yeah, she's been murdered. And he's like, damn. Well, anyway.
And this is supposed to be like a fun movie about kindergarten, I guess. And it's like, then you cut to like the shot of this woman's corpse and you paint her white and blue like she's been in a Laura Palmer sack for a week.
Boom, boom, boom.
Also, the makeup job here is weird though because they like pull back the sheet there,
yeah,
you know, in this children's film.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, she's got these like blue and purple lines all over the place.
Ach yeah, Diane, terrific coffee here on Twin Peaks.
Yeah, the pie is good too. Oh no, my ferret isn't working. Here's my log.
Oh my God. I cannot understand what is happening. Linda Hunt is dancing backwards.
Yeah, David Lynch, it's me, Jesse, again. Still think if that log was talking, buddy, we got a real hit on our hands.
You know, I know someone on the inside at ABC telling me they'd love if that log was talking.
Try this on for size. I've got wood.
You need me to speak backwards, pal? I can do that.
You know, CGI artists can superimpose my face right on the log.
Ew. I just thought about that. Ew. It's like a log with like a skullet.
Dude, even a log would have better sense to get a fucking haircut.
That's a good point. He kind of goes on a date at Penelope Ann Miller's house, right? This is kind of like when like they're kind of getting along. Because Penelope Ann Miller wants to fuck this dude. Everybody wants to fuck this dude. It's kind of weird. I've never seen a movie where Arnold is like a sex symbol.
Not in this way.
Like these mothers are like, oh my God, I'm going to get fucking divorced.
Well, that's the thing that plays out through a lot of this movie. They even make a joke that, like, Astoria is the divorce capital of the nation?
Question mark.
And, yeah, like, when on his first day, like, he gets out of a car and there's all these moms dropping the kids off. One is, like, Susan from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And, like, a couple other ladies. And they're, like, fighting, like, get out of here, bitch, you're married.
But
I'm the one that's divorced.
But it's a different kind of sex symbol because it's not like they're highlighting his muscles or like they're glistening. He never takes his shirt off, for, as far as I remember. It's like him tucking a polo shirt into dungarees.
Are you so...
Yeah, that's weird. He's fucking dressed like Jerry Seinfeld in this movie.
But have you ever noticed the airplane food?
No, that, it's a show about nothing. Stop it! It's about nothing!
That's the joke.
What's the deal with Crisp?
So, Chris Cabin, you're suggesting that this man should go teach kindergarten shirtless.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just trying to follow your logic here.
Uh-huh.
All right, kids, this is why you pay attention in gym class.
Okay, we do human anatomy now.
But Penelope Ann Miller, like, asks him out on a date. He's taking a nap when all the kids are napping. He has a nightmare about Crisp, which is kind of hilarious.
He, like, moves in like a video game character. It's like, whoop, whoop.
It's about as fluid as the dog from Duck Hunt. It's like, whoop. Also, like, you're doing nap time, dude. And Arnold, like, you're as the teacher here. You're the fake teacher.
Yeah.
You also just fall asleep at this
You're
desk?
Not supposed to.
What was in that milk?
He wakes up like, ooh, and he's got this giant milk mustache.
Oh, this is the most disgusting part of the film. Because Penelope Ann Miller's who wakes him up. And they have some, this is where I think she invites him to dinner.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? And then she's like, oh, like you got a little something right here. You got a little something right there. And he's like, oh, it's probably from the milk. Now, when was he drinking this milk? He was napping with his face down on the desk. It's just got to be like crusty old milk mustache. Not the sexy milk mustache.
No.
The whole milk, it congealed.
And it's got a smell. It's just like sour, gross milk smell. And she's getting off on it.
Oh, yeah. Just let me scratch it off your lip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those are the milk flakes.
I just want to get away from the crusty milkman.
Are you sure?
I'm desperate to get away from it.
The crusty milkman?
I could play the crusty milkman in a horror movie, dude.
Yep, I got that milk you wanted delivered. It's rancid.
Yeah, I left it in my car.
Yeah, I started a punk band back in Asia, and it was called Crusty Milk.
So he goes to her place, and like him and Dominic kind of get to talking. This is when he kind of talks to him about the lasers, which is a real problem.
This is fucked up.
They get to talking. It's very fucked up. They get to talking after Dominic interrupts him, rifling through his mother's panty drawer.
Well, he's looking.
Like, no, Arnold, the good ones are in the back. Keep digging.
Well, it'd be great if he was like, what are you doing? And he's like, he kills the kid. He's like, oh, no, I've been caught. There's no way out of this one.
Get me to the chopper. We're getting out of here. Burns the house down.
I am a family annihilator now.
I was just picturing that scene in The Tree of Life where they're going off about, like, the first time the kid found, like, panties in his mom's room.
much more artistically done in that movie than here, but it's basically the same scene.
You don't
It's basically the same exact scene.
Hey there, Terrence Malick. You know those dinosaurs could use a voice.
What if I voiced both of those dinosaurs in your film, The Tree of Life? Hey, buddy, I read that script. I'll tell you what, cocaine's a hell of a drug. I am Jesse, and I'm all for it.
And the kid's like, yeah, we need these lasers in case the bad people come. And I'd be like, oh, man, this kid needs therapy.
Yeah, this is another one for the Mindhunters.
Yeah, Dominic's hideout looks like where, like, hobos gather in the woods to smoke cigarettes and booze.
Where do you think he's getting them? Hey, Dom, you want to come in and hang out in this boxcar with us?
Hey, don't hog that swill, Dominic.
Oh, shit, boxcar Dominic, dude.
Yeah, we got lasers. Lots of lasers.
Yeah, that's weird. He's got this hideout in the woods. It's creepy.
And he's talking about it to Arnold, and I was like, that's interesting. You might be the son of a drug dealer. And he's like, and over there, man, that's where I'm going to be putting my big laser on that water tower. And as a school administrator, you have to be like, now, Dominic, that's not safe. But he doesn't fucking say it.
He's just like, wow, interesting point, Dominic. That is probably a good vantage point for lasers to be placed at.
He's like, I'm going to save that for later. But yeah, that's a good point for a laser, dude.
You know, Dominic, you're all right.
You know what's a good place to put the laser? On top of a moving car. Because that'd be dangerous, is what I was going to get.
I see.
Yeah.
And then this movie gets to, like, the sad sack hour right here. Because they have this dinner and the kid goes to sleep. And she makes some coffee. And she's like, now let me tell you all about my heinous divorce.
And he's asking way too many questions.
Yeah, and every time like he asks too much, he's like, oh, I mean, sorry to upset you, but please tell me more.
And again, as the wife of a drug dealer on the lam, you've got to be like, wait, this guy, we're not like trying to fool around. He just keeps asking me pointed questions. About, like, my fucking ex-husband.
And these questions would have been better with Jack Nicholson in the role. I yeah. Like, what do you mean he doesn't take care of you?
Yeah, I didn't mean to upset you.
No alimony or nothing.
But meanwhile, Arnold is, like, the world's greatest deadbeat dad. And he's, like, in his undercover role, he's pretending he's not. And he's like, oh, yeah, I talk to my son all of the time.
I even remember his name. Jerry or Barry.
I want to say Mason.
Craig.
Yeah, that guy knows what's
up. That one's for you, Mason. That one's for you, Mason.
Not every joke is for everybody, but the goal is eventually tonight, each one of you will laugh at least once. We got that guy. He's done.
Yeah, and it's totally fine to hate most of them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Also, her cover story is fucking garbage.
Yeah, it is.
A little bit. She's like, yeah, he moved to France. Yeah, that sounds good. That's far, right? Yeah, France.
What is he, a conehead? Like, come on.
Oh my God, France. No one ever comes back from France. No one has ever heard of him again.
You say he's a conehead.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be. Arnold should have been in Coneheads.
Well, that was a joke in the Coneheads. It's like they were like, we're from France.
Oh, that's right.
We come from France.
Yeah. I mean, Beldar. Yeah, yeah. I could be French.
It works.
You got another one. Yeah, we're just ticking them off.
That one's for you, Beldar.
Now you must snuffle the Garthon.
Is it like David Spade in like a Speedo at the end of that movie? He's being like sexually humiliated?
All I remember about David Spade in that is he's one of the FBI guys under Michael McKean.
It's him and Michael McKean.
Yeah, and like they go to the planet and they're like in little...
Oh, they become like... They
like
become
Barbarella
slaves.
Outfits
yeah.
or something. Yeah. Not too shabby.
Eventually...
So I'm saying Michael McKean dressed up like Jane Fonda, man.
And so Crisp gets out of jail.
Yes.
And he's like, well, now I got to go fucking kidnap my own kid.
This is because Stacy's dead now. And then he gets up to Astoria and then he instantly accosts a man.
It's a bad situation. Like, I'm going to drive my creepy mother up to Oregon and we're going to kidnap this kid.
Uh-huh.
And
before I do that, I'm not going to be a normal fucking person and buy a toy. I'm going to beat the shit out of some fucking blue-collar dude to steal a toy and get the cops right on my tail.
This doesn't make any sense because he knows jack shit about this kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if he even likes this little race car set or whatever it is. And this guy comes in, this motherfucker, Daryl, you know, yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, he gets the race car set like ahead of him, yeah. Right? Just buy literally anything.
There's yes. A dinosaur. Yeah. There's a football. There's anything. You don't have to beat someone in the parking lot.
I'm going
to
be very honest with you. The race cars kind of suck.
Yes.
I'd be really disappointed if I got this.
Those things were always terrible. They worked for like 10 minutes, and then it was just garbage. And not
only you're that, a drug dealer. Can't you get me an actual racing car?
That's true. But no, it's also a floor model. You know that thing's buggy.
That's the other
shit.
Thing. Yeah, never buy the floor model at a toy store.
Yeah, if
you, or a furniture store, because people are fucking on those yeah. things.
Everything is sticky. Toy stores are sticky. Yep. Furniture stores are sticky.
Every time.
If you're a deadbeat dad trying to reconnect with your son, the thing you're looking for rhymes with super fucking Nintendo. Go big or go home, man.
Are you sure? Are yeah. you sure it's not rectal thermometers?
Well, that's the other weird thing.
Right. The mother is now buying all these medical supplies, which includes Vaseline and anal thermometers.
It's yeah, very important, by the way. It's the ass thermometer.
It's another movie, because he, like, shoves her up against the wall. He's like, you're not going to do to him what you did to me. I'm like, I don't even know your name, man.
Now you're just like, what is the motivation of anyone that's on the screen right now? Why do you give a shit about this kid? You're a drug kingpin. Why are you a fucking maniacal old lady? Tell me some more about that. How about a flashback scene? Why don't you excise one of these useless montages and have a hilariously weird flashback scene?
Oh, the little kid's got a ponytail too? Like he always had it?
Or, no, dude. He's begging to get a haircut.
Oh, I see.
And he's like, you're gonna keep that tail!
That's what set him on the life of crime. That makes sense.
Yeah, and he kept the ponytail. Eventually, he grew into it.
We should talk about anytime Arnold is out in the sun, whatever the reddest hair he's got this movie.
What is the point of this? It's not like his character is supposed to be from Ireland. Just let it be the Arnold hair. Why are you dying it?
I'm your teacher, Rory O'Flanagan.
Top of the morning to you.
Ha-ta-ti-ta-ta-ta.
Oh, that's just cruel.
Oh, we should talk about the child abuse subplot, which is useless.
Wow, talk about... Now we got a third movie on our hands. We got fucking This Boy's Life over here.
There's this one sad kid, and again, it's like, it's a little too real for my taste. Like, I don't need this in this movie. Like, this kid's really sad. He's getting picked on.
Yeah, I don't need to be crying in Kindergarten Cop. I mean, get out of here.
Not only do we obviously address it, but we show child bruises multiple times
yeah,
in this
movie.
Yeah,
not this movie. Not this movie.
And he, like, beats the fuck out of the dad, and he's like, I am pressing charges. But you never see him do that?
No. By the way... Better Arnold line? Yeah, I'm bench pressing charges.
Oh, nice.
And then he punches yes. that guy in the stomach.
Because of all the allegations against me.
Perfect time for him to take his shirt off. Yeah. There we go. You know
what? Wait, let me remove my work shirt before I beat you up.
I mean, Chris, you do have a good point. Like, show him working out. I don't know how he got these pecs.
True.
He's probably got coconut oil in the backseat of his car.
Oh,
ready to
man.
Go.
He's a muscly Sue, dude. I don't know.
He is a muscly Sue.
We can't.
Show me that fucking gym membership, asshole.
All I'm saying is I'm glad we're talking about this now while I'm sitting down.
Because I'm not sure. Standing up.
Erection joke.
Oh.
I see.
Thank God you said it, because I was about to clarify.
I did.
All right.
Yeah, so he beats this guy up. This is like sort of the end of the movie. They show up. Crisp and his mom show up, right?
Yeah.
At the school.
At the school.
Well, Crisp comes in, and it's one of these, like, he just walks in like, yeah, show me the school. I got a kid who might go here or something. Linda Hunt, worst principal in film history.
Well, Linda...
Right this way, ponytailed drug dealer. And I was like, this guy looks like a drug dealer. There's no way around it. You look at him, you're like, kingpin. Drug kingpin.
Before even that, she takes Arnold Schwarzenegger behind. It's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, you beat up a parent in front of everybody. Yeah, you started some kind of weird military third wave thing in your kindergarten class.
All your kids are wearing red fucking berets now.
But guilty as charged.
We are going to take over the second grade.
But actually, you are the best teacher that's ever lived. Thank you so much.
Yes, and now your entire school is a kindergarten. And it will truly be a world of kindergartens. Or planet.
Sure.
Oh my God.
It was planet.
It's a planet.
Why would they think the planet of the apes?
It's not the world of the apes.
No.
That's my house.
And he gives Linda Hunt the slip. And at this point, Penelope Ann Miller knows that her husband's coming back. There's this scene where Dominic does go up the fucking water tower because Arnold Schwarzenegger said it was a good idea and almost dies.
It's this whole, freak out thing where she thinks he's been kidnapped.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a yet another movie.
Yeah.
She's some Carlito's Way acting in this scene.
Yeah, don't worry, Mom. I was just putting my lasers up there. The piano's been drinking, Mom.
And by the way, now we see what the actual lasers are, and it's just tinfoil rolled up.
Stupid kid. Didn't even have real lasers for the water tower.
Yep, you could get my lasers here on Infowars.org. It's a tinfoil you could put wherever you like.
For $50, you can get your own laser.
Infowar.laser.
Catch him in bed with a ferret.
Are you afraid?
You know what? That's one sex scene I'm not doing, buddy. I'm not going to fuck that obese caveman for nothing.
Are you afraid Hillary Clinton's going to come into your house whenever she wants? Get these lasers. That'll keep Hillary out.
You know who hates lasers? Democrat. We don't use the plural. I have not seen my children in years.
Oh, man. Kindergarten cop, but he has to find Alex Jones's kid?
Wait, so Alex Jones is the kindergarten cop in that situation?
No. You're tracking down who Alex Jones's kid is in a kindergarten.
Oh.
Who is your daddy and what YouTube channel does he have?
Who is your daddy and which school shooting did he deny?
That's right, Mother. We tracked him down.
That dude's a piece of fucking shit. Yes.
Infowars.poptart.
So Crisp is getting a tour of the school and he's like, oh, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. And to find his own kid, he's going to set a school on fire. Uh-huh. That is some cold shit, dude.
And the only motivation at this point from this heartless drug dealer to want this kid that bad is he's got the fucking map to Waterworld on his back. This kid must have seen him do something. The movie never explains why this dude cares.
I mean, it's his kid, sort of, so he kind of gives a shit, right?
I don't think so, man. It's Crisp. He sucks. He fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, while he's burning the school down, Pamela Reed, who plays the partner, comes in and starts teaching the kids about stranger danger, which I guess is the first time they're hearing of it, a little bit.
They're like, wait, we're not supposed to what? We can't talk to who? Oh, my God.
I've been riding with this guy for weeks. Thanks for telling me in fucking week 10 of school, man.
Linda Hunt's like, now normally we save that lecture for pre-first grade.
But how am I going to bum my cigarettes? I got to talk to strangers. A stranger's just a friend who hasn't bummed you a stogie yet. Come on, man, I'll give you a dollar.
And that the school's on fire. Everyone's freaking the fuck out, right? They're evacuating everything. Crisp. Dominic has the ferret. And again, this ferret is really well behaved. This kid fucking shoves it down his shirt. And it's fine until the last act of the movie.
Crisp is just like, oh, I guess my kid got a little heavy.
Yes.
He's got a whole fucking animal. He's got a whole fucking animal in his shirt.
How much weight is a ferret adding onto that cargo?
Dude.
It's a rib cage is moving around here, but
Review the film. That is a chunky cardigan all of a sudden.
But I'm saying, that's what you need. That you need, like, the Henson Company to get in there, and it's like, have it, like, moving around, because it's just like, the kid's got, like, a pile of socks in his T-shirt.
He's like, oh, wow, your stomach is chirping.
Oh, is that the noise that ferrets make?
Well, I got a little
Dominic,
cheap.
You must be hungry.
Yeah, man, I'm fucking starving. You got me a Salisbury steak or what?
Goes good with my usual liquid lunch.
We just did jokes at the same time.
Oh, sorry. We crossed streams, Ivan Reitman.
Oh. See you on the other side, Steve.
Arnold Schwarzenegger should have been in Ghostbusters. There, I said it.
Yeah, I am Gozer the Gozerian. And I'm his little haunted dog.
Nah, man, I was this close to being Viggo the Carpathian. It didn't work out. Time is but a door, death is a window, I'll be back.
I shat on a throne of blood.
Yeah, I'm the sorrow of Moldavia, whatever.
Oh, it's a river of slime.
Yeah.
Yes, I am he got me. Ray, come in, Ray. I've been slimed. Oh. But then I shot it in the head with a gun.
That's a big Twinkie.
And other sort of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we can just keep going there.
Said, oh, wait, like we should have started. Have you guys seen Ghostbusters? Okay, all right.
From the director of Father's Day, some movie called Ghostbusters.
Speaking of Ivan Reitman, you get his weird, like, fucking kid cameo in this movie. Arnold is, like, evacuating the school looking for Crisp, and he's got a gun out, and he goes into some closet, and two teens are making out, and the boy is Jason Reitman.
Now, Jason, kiss for your father.
Yeah.
Give me your kissy mouth.
No,
give me
honey,
your kissy
you can
mouth.
No, honey, you can start before the camera rolls. It's fine.
Keep going.
That is something you say in therapy. It's like, yeah, my first kiss was on camera for my dad. Oh, yeah, and it was a joke.
So and then he made Kindergarten Cop, and I had to do it again.
That's actually a great fucking point, because there's rehearsals.
Yeah, there is rehearsals.
There are rehearsals.
At least that's what Ivan called them.
Unfounded claims.
Allegedly. It's satire, folks. Anytime we say something inappropriate, it's satire. And if somehow it ends up being true, we're just, you know, we broke the news.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, speaking of the Henson Company, though, dude, let's get back to that ferret.
Oh, yeah, it's the best part.
Because it turns into a puppet and bites Crisp in the throat.
Well, they wind up in a shower and, this is after, like, my favorite line in the entire movie is when Crisp grabs his son and he's, like, talking to him. He's like, we're the same. And he's like, are you a fireman? He's like, I'm not no jerk fireman.
Which is just what is this dude's problem with firefighters?
Yes. New York's bravest, fuck you, dude. That's a jerk.
Not some loser blood donor.
Exactly.
Look, I keep trying to burn down all my opium dens for the insurance money, and the stupid fire department comes and puts out the blaze.
Not some asshole EMT, man. I'm a drug dealer.
Not some fucking piece of shit child cardiologist.
But yeah, so then, like, they're on the run. They wind up in, like, the gym showers, and this is when Crisp... To get at Kimball, puts a gun to his own kid's head.
Yeah, this will show him.
Well, by the way, Crisp also tries to convince Dominic, no, I'm really your dad, because look, we got the same hands. I've got little hands, too.
What a weird thing to say to somebody. You're my progeny because of the hands.
Well, it would be great if he turned him around and was like, what did your mother do to your ponytail? Oh, my God.
No! And he just kills the kid.
You are not my son!
So then the ferret bites him.
Yes.
Somewhere around here, I believe.
Well, he's like telling Kimball to get his own goddamn family, which is a good line. And yeah, the ferret like bites him. And actually, if Arnold doesn't blow him away right here, he would turn into a ferret the next full moon.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A werewolf. Or wait, no, a were-it?
A were-it. I think it's a were-it. Yeah.
Wait. No, hang on.
Did you say Tom Skerritt?
Is Tom Skerritt here?
Tom Skerritt could be part ferret.
Wait a second. Everyone in favor of Fairwolf. What was the other one? Wear it?
Yeah.
It's wear it. It's going on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
We workshopped that one. That worked out.
We'll get Tom Skerritt in there, too.
Thank you for being a focus group.
Meanwhile, in another movie, the mom runs over the partner. Like, and it's a great fucking hit, man. This lady goes flying.
Listen, I was laughing on the plane this afternoon. Well, also because it's a poorly done, like, the car's not going that fast and the stunt double's, like, bracing for it. When the car's, like, 9 feet away, it's awesome.
We were, by the way, we were on the plane. It was a 2-and-2 kind of a situation. And we were all on the aisle, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the woman sitting next to Andrew was just like, why are you all watching Kindergarten Cop? I swear to God, it was the best.
And like, we were like, wait, what, you're watching Kindergarten Cop too?
What the fuck are you doing?
Who the fuck are you guys?
I don't even know these guys. This is weird.
That's what we should have done and fucked that lady's day up. I don't know, they were all fat guys. They seemed like they should know each other. And they all were watching Kindergarten Cop. I was creeped out.
I mean, in her defense, it must be very unsettling to look down an aisle and see 4 screens of Kindergarten Cop.
At different points.
Yeah. It's fucking bizarre.
I'm the only one that had to watch it next to her. And it was weird because she was looking at my iPad the whole time. And I had to be like...
Oh, so you're like, this is my Kindergarten Cop. Don't mind me. Just watching a great movie over here. Looky-loo, you jealous looky-loo.
So that was creepy.
Yeah, we freaked her right out.
And so then now the grandma turns out to be the grand villain of them all. She, like, shoots Arnold a couple of times, which is pretty cool. There's, like,
Crisp
blood
gets
in this
one
movie.
Off in Arnold's
Crisp,
leg.
Yeah, the leg, and then she gets the shoulder.
That's right. Yeah.
Crisp also gets, like, 5 in the gut from Arnold, which is great.
And so Dominic is just now, A, found out his dad wasn't in France at all, and now B has a ponytail, and C is dead.
Yeah. He watches his father get shot in a urinal like Edward Furlong in American History X.
Yeah, he does.
Also,
he
does,
I think the most terrifying experience of that whole day for the kid is learning that his biological father has a ponytail.
Yes. That shit's hereditary, man.
Oh, I hope it skips
a generation.
I hope ponytails skip a generation.
No, it's your mother's father that needs the ponytail, I think.
Yeah,
that's
you have
how
to
that
call
works.
It that way.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
As she's about to kill Arnold, she's like, where's my grandson? Not like, fuck you for killing my actual kid.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, she's just going to start the whole weird ponytail cycle over again.
She'll raise a new drug dealer.
Got it.
Yeah, she actually, when she sees Crisp, like, dead and his, like, head's against the urinal or whatever, she's just like, finally. Like, she just kind of has this look like, it's over.
Oh, no, now he's a ghost. Get the containment unit.
She just puts down the gun, takes out the thermometer.
Oh, no.
No, I have to be sure.
Boop. It's reading.
Yeah, he's dead.
It's reading 0.0. That shit's ice cold when you die. Immediately.
Yep, you lose 32 grams or whatever it was, and your whole rectum gets cold.
All right, look, final offer, Ivan, final offer. I will do the voice of the thermometer.
Oh,
open
dark
wide.
In here. We did it again. We told jokes at the same
sorry,
time.
I should look over there. I'm sorry.
Time flag out. On the play.
Yeah.
Mine was, boy, it's dark in here.
Mine was open wide. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, man? Both classic jokes.
Yeah. Open wide to an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Talented fucking guy.
Jeez. Sure is cold in here.
And Jesse Ventura as existential anal thermometer.
It was the role of a lifetime.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Godot. What of it?
We're born, we die, we get cold assholes.
That was his fucking concession speech when he left the governorship.
Got it. That's it. That makes sense.
Yep.
To all my cold assholes out there in Minnesota.
So the partner beats this old lady to death with a baseball bat. Not to death. She should.
Best part of the movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Best part of the fourth movie.
Yes.
Because this whole thing goes on way too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cat and mouse and cat again. It kind of goes back and forth.
Dude. Ferret and mouse.
Yes. That ferret should get a medal at the end of this movie, like Star
Absolutely.
Wars.
Absolutely. Yeah. Deputize him.
Like Star Wars, but Chewbacca didn't get the medal, man.
You're right.
Put it in charge of first grade.
Oh, my God.
Looking good, ferret.
Chip, chip, chip.
Wait, what was that?
Chip, chip, chip.
Just checking.
So this old lady.
What?
Do you need me to do it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Chip, chip, chip.
Perfect. Now you can all put it on your phones.
You're right to clap.
So this old broad's got CTE and she's out for the count.
The best part, so Arnold goes to, it's the end of the movie and like this little kid's like, Mr. Kimball, are you all right? Like,
no, I've been shot, you idiot.
No, what's awesome is Arnold is totally unconscious.
Yeah.
The kid needs to be like, he's dead! He's fucking dead!
I checked with the thermometer and everything! Now both my dads are dead!
But no, Arnold lives and then just takes over this fucking family, right?
Just moves right the fucking...
Well, the weirdest part is at the end of the... Like, there's one scene in the hospital where the partner's like, hey, you're gonna come to my wedding, right? Or whatever, goodbye movie. And he comes back to the school and it's like a slow clap situation, but it's pretty clear Penelope Ann Miller did not visit him in the hospital.
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Didn't send a card, didn't make a phone call.
And she's like, oh, wait, he lived?
Pretty
oh,
cool.
Fuck. Why, all right.
Why am I always attracted to murderers?
We didn't mention that the partner's fiance is a weirdo.
Yeah. He's like a chef.
He's a chef, but like, there's a scene, again, in this family film mm-hmm. where, like, Arnold comes back to the motel after a hard day of pretending to be a teacher.
They were just slamming each other, man.
So they're just, like, totally fucking in this movie.
you smell it on the screen.
And, like, he opens the door, and it's like when you walk in on your roommate in college, like, well, we're all here.
I'm pretty sure if you pause it right, you can see this dude's dick, because it's, like, pillow, sort of.
And on top of all of that, too, it's also a pastrami is the most sensual of all the cured meats.
They are food fuckers.
Yeah,
they are totally food fuckers.
There's a plate of pasta that looks awfully messy.
Because the guy's like a professional cook or something, and yeah. she's like, yeah, I'm going to marry this guy. He's like the best chef ever. And he's like, did you say I'm the best chef ever? Do you like when I cook for you? What do you like me to cook for you? Tell me. Is it pasta? You like a fucking chicken, don't you? Yeah.
I'm going to crack my fresh ground pepper all over you.
Chris Cabin, I now realize how right you are. We see this guy without his shirt on.
Yeah.
Give me fucking Arnold without his shirt on.
Something, something Alfredo sauce. Mm-hmm.
You know
I'm not even going to bother.
That's Alfredo. It's Italian for cum.
Well, good thing someone bothered.
Someone's clapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then, like, everyone cheers for him.
He walks in, though, and, like, Linda Hunt, gives him his whistle back.
Oh, right.
Yes. And he blows the whistle, and all the kids are like, and he goes, I'm back.
Oh, right.
Get it? Do you fucking get it?
Yeah. He's returned.
Yeah, that's right. Also, good luck opening the door to a kindergarten and all these turds don't immediately turn around.
That's a good point.
He's in that room for like 10 minutes.
Does it, the vagina kid say anything? The last line should be like a little like, Porky Pig, that's all, folks. And he's like, remember, girls have vaginas and boys have penises. Bye-bye.
That is my favorite part of the movie, though, Steve. Thank you for reminding me, because that's like the kid's thing. Like, yeah. He's the kid who says that, right? And there's one scene where he says it again, and all the kids go, yay! And they shoot this kid, like, head on. He's like, I gave them what they want! I'm the king of this kindergarten! Boys have penises and girls have vaginas! It's fucking great.
What a great movie.
That is the end of it.
Yeah,
that is the end of Kindergarten Cop.
That is the end of it. We close. We close on Arnold and Penelope Ann Miller about to have fuck in this classroom.
Have fuck, yeah.
They're going to have fuck in this classroom.
Yep. In a school zone.
In the school zone. Right in the middle of the kids.
In the middle of the kids.
That's the last shot. Don't you remember
it's
that?
It's directed by Ivan Reitman, oh. Not Lars von Trier.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to consider this. We didn't officially weigh in like either way, but I'm going to consider this a We Love Movies situation.
Okay.
It's a bit of a nostalgia situation.
Sure, yeah.
So what we do instead of saying, would you recommend this movie like we usually do on the show, Steve Sadek, does this movie hold up?
Yes, it holds up. It's really silly. It's a little long in the tooth. It's about $1.45. It could be easily a 90 situation.
Cut out some of those montages, man.
Cut out some of those montages. It holds up. But I do think it wasn't worth being embarrassed on a plane about now that I'm thinking about it.
No, it wasn't.
Holds up, yes. Being embarrassed in public, not so much.
It's perfect. Don't change a thing.
Well, I'm going to disagree on that a little bit. The third act is so fucking long.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with all these. I don't need the fucking lasers, man. I don't need the lasers. I don't need them going up a tower. And that, otherwise, it's good.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole Kathy Moriarty scene, that can go.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, we've got a I'm sorry, Ms. Moriarty. I didn't see you sitting there. I loved you in Casper.
I think in internet parlance, we've got a Kathy Moriarty stan in the audience.
Good job, Steve.
There it is.
Nice.
Word a day calendar, my friend.
He's learning. Yeah, I don't know, but otherwise, I think it's totally fine. Although, I would prefer, I mean, you could even still call a Kindergarten Cop, I don't care, but it's just the first, like, 30 minutes where he's just on an L.A. rampage. I want Arnold as John Constantine,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm saying.
How about the L.A. rampage, and then it ends when he takes a kindergarten hostage?
Oh, nice. Sequel like, setup, dude, you're like, not gonna believe this.
Yeah, he's like a crooked cop, and he's burned half the city. It's like, you want to take me alive, motherfucker?
Sure.
You better look out for the Kindergarten Cop.
Yes. Directed by William Lustig.
Yes.
Four people appreciated that.
That's
and you know what? That's fine by me.
It's a good percentage.
So we have to start wrapping up, unfortunately. We want to thank you all for coming out here tonight. Give yourselves
thank
a round
you
of applause.
Guys.
Big
great.
Thanks to the Aladdin Theater for having it. These people have been great. So if you've seen us live before, if you listened to some of the live shows, you know we like to end with a little bit of correspondence from what we think is the greatest place to get movie news and trivia tidbits, the Internet Movie Database, where you will find Cahiers du Cinéma be damned, dude, this is some of the finest fucking film writing. The IMDb user review section.
Some of the best thoughts, period.
So we have two for you tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Two, we got the exact, like, opposite ends of the spectrum, okay?
You got your money's worth tonight, guys. You're going to read two IMDb reviews.
This first one, 10 out of 10 stars. Subject line, I loved this movie. by I didn't look at this beforehand. By Smells Like Cheese.
Wait, did Arnold's lip write this?
Written February 21st, 2005.
Uh-huh.
Great time to reevaluate kindergarten. And this is one of my favorite things, which is like, it's mostly not about the movie at all. It's about this guy's weird life.
Nice.
After the horrible risk of buying House of the Dead, I swore never ever to buy a DVD or VHS without viewing it first in a movie theater or renting it. What indeed?
Already very confused.
I also swore I would never have Long John Silver's again, but here we are.
I'm Smells Like Cheese and I break promises to myself all the time. But I am an elementary education major.
What?
And one of my friends told me that this was a very funny teacher movie. Now this is please keep in mind, 2005.
Hey, you got any funny teacher movies?
I got two. I got Kindergarten Cop or Dead Poets Society.
No, what's that Danny DeVito movie? Renaissance Man.
Renaissance Man.
I couldn't find it at a Blockbuster, so I took the risk of paying $7.99 at Best Buy. And it was worth every penny.
Correct statement.
Maybe even more. What are you saying there, Chris Cabin?
I'm saying that's a correct opinion.
Oh, sure. So after maybe even more, it's like colon and then the D, which is like a real smile, like a real fucking huge smile.
Oh, yeah. That's like an open
mouth
situation.
Like what I just wrote, that shit's fucking great. I really enjoyed this movie. It had nonstop laughs and heartwarming moments.
Mm.
Arnold was so enjoyable to watch. Agree. Him going crazy was just too funny.
I'm going crazy.
I'm going fucking crazy. Crisp. Of course, the famous "it's not a tumor" line was just as funny as everyone says. I'm glad that saw some validation.
Yeah,
you know, everyone was talking about it.
When you watch that teacher movie, when he says the tumor thing, you're going to lose it. You're gonna fucking
look, when you watch this teacher movie, man, that soundboard was right. That's fucking funny. I would highly recommend this movie. I know I'm going to be watching it a few more times. All right, so then this one's great. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, no.
Boo! Boo!
Mindless exploitation of child actors and actresses by Bernard Pollan.
What?
This dude's tugging it on IMDb, man. July the 20th, 2006. Another great year to reevaluate Kindergarten Cop.
Really stick it to him.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
If you try and make a reservation under the name Bernard Pollan, they're hanging up on you. It's like, yeah, table for four for a Bernard Pollan. Okay, click.
Yeah, no.
Hey. If you want to see a weak storyline designed to make what's-his-name look like a real human being while scaring the heck out of small children, this is a great movie.
Wow, what's-his-name? Eat shit, Schwarzenegger.
Does he think this is a documentary?
Maybe. If you like to see guns waved around at small kids and completely inappropriate themes being played out at the expense of children, then this is your movie. Yeah, fuck those kids.
Errol Morris is Kindergarten Cop.
Now remember the old what's-his-name line for this next part. Arnie, I hope you're ashamed of this movie.
Yeah, ashamed all the way to the bank.
Why did I read every IMDb movie review? Why?
He's just up all night looking at it. Bernard, how I failed you.
Bernard Poulin, I'm so sorry.
No, Poulin, you were right.
I hope you're ashamed of this movie.
You should be.
I love that he's just directly addressing
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's pissed.
The nice side of the story, made to make the audience like you, what a sham. This really highlights the hollowness of American filmmaking and audiences.
Did Arnold fuck his mother too?
And Bernard Poulin as Dominic.
Thankfully, this is an old movie and long forgotten since that time.
Not if you were on Alaskan Airlines flight fucking 941.
No, I thought this was forgotten to time! However, seeing a replay on television, it was deceptively an interesting story at first. But when you consider the themes running through it, and the hype that would have been generated during its production and upon its release. What? We did not have production hype in 1989.
I just love that he was deceived at the start of it. Like he was getting into it, and then Bernard was like, oh, no. No.
He was deceived by a blurb in Premiere magazine.
They got me again in Premiere.
It's a very disturbing movie. It belongs on the junk heap. We are We Hate Movies from New York City, Portland. Thanks for coming out to see us.
Thank you.
You have been quite fantastic. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.